From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. French officials are searching for an eighth assailant linked to Friday night's terrorist attacks in Paris. They've released the name and photo of a Belgian-born man. And NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports authorities also say they've identified one of the suicide attackers who died at the scene.
29-year-old French national Ismaël Omar Mostafi. French media is reporting that seven of Mostafi's relatives are being questioned. He'd been convicted of petty crimes but never served a jail sentence. Mostafi was under observation by authorities at one point for suspected radicalization. French media is also reporting that a car with suspected links to Friday's attacks has been found by police in Montreuil, a suburb about 4 miles east of Paris. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Meanwhile, the death toll in Friday's attacks has climbed to 132. President Obama is vowing to help France find the terrorists responsible for the attacks and step up efforts in the fight against the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the president is in Turkey for a Group of 20 summit, and the Paris attacks are looming large.
Speaking alongside his Turkish counterpart, President Obama says the skies have been darkened by the killings in Paris, and he had this message for the French people.
We stand in solidarity with them in hunting down the perpetrators of this crime and bringing them to justice.
Obama says the U.S. and its partners, like Turkey, will redouble efforts to eliminate ISIS and resolve the war in Syria. World leaders are also talking about the refugee crisis emanating from Syria. Some 2 million Syrians have sought refuge here in Turkey, and the Turkish government wants the G20 to help share the burden through humanitarian aid and refugee resettlement. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Antalya, Turkey.
On the sidelines of the G20 today, President Obama met with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Top sports officials in Russia met today to discuss charges of a doping cover-up, and they're now publicly responding to the country's suspension from international competition because of it. From Moscow, NPR's Corey Flintoff reports they argue Russia is being unfairly singled out.
Russia's Athletics Federation was suspended Friday after an independent commission alleged that Russia's sports program was tainted by state-sponsored doping. The acting head of Russia's Athletics Federation said that international officials are punishing Russia in an effort to divert blame from themselves. Russia's sports minister said Russia's doping problems didn't begin in Russia, but were caused because of corruption in world athletics. Last week's report on Russian doping said that the sports minister himself must have known that Russian athletes were using performance-enhancing drugs. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
This is NPR. Israel says it's arrested a Palestinian man accused of killing two Israeli settlers in the West Bank, a father and son, on Friday. The Israeli military says the suspect associated himself with the attack. Yesterday, the Israeli military destroyed the family homes of several suspects in the case. In Canada, the city of Montreal has finished dumping untreated sewage into the St. Lawrence River in order to make repairs to a major sewer line. It's a controversial solution to fixing the aging infrastructure. But as Dan Karpinchuk reports, the city says it had no choice.
The task was completed 3 days ahead of schedule. Crews worked for 89 hours to conduct repairs on more than 10 miles of a major sewer line. With the work completed early, only 1.25 billion gallons of untreated wastewater was dumped, not the 2 billion gallons that was planned. Environmentalists and people who use the river had tried to stop the controversial dump, but city officials say in the long term, water quality will not be affected, and water quality levels should return to normal within a few days. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
An upset at the Ultimate Fighting Championship in Australia last night, Holly Holm knocked out previously unbeaten Ronda Rousey to become the UFC's women's bantamweight. It's considered the biggest upset in mixed martial arts history. Holm is a 34-year-old former boxer. She knocked out Rousey with a head kick. Prior to last night, Rousey had beaten most of her opponents in about a minute. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.